Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business changes, society changes, our thoughts change, our technology changes. So many things change and so many things stay the same. And if you think about it and you look at, talk to grandma and grandpa or great-grandma and grandpa, depending upon your age, and talk about what their early life was, and it was very different. They would buy a piece of furniture, but they would scrimp and they would save to buy that piece of furniture. And their intention was to buy something that was good, something that would last a long time. They had no intention of replacing it ever, something that was excellent and it was made with quality. Or possibly you've noticed that the trend is that people change their fashions every season, where some time ago, grandma had her winter coat, she had her summer clothes. And when winter time came along, she took out the summer clothes. When summertime came along, when wintertime came along, she took out the winter clothes. When summertime came along, she took out the summer clothes. And, of course, she packed them away in mothballs because they were made out of wool, because they were made really good. Everything was about excellence. If you didn't have an excellent product, if you didn't have excellent service, because everyone lived in small towns, everybody knew who you were and they didn't do business with you. But today, the work ethic for some people has changed. They're not necessarily interested in excellence. They just want to come in, do their job, go home at 5 o'clock because they have other things to do that sometimes that they think are more important. They've got their iPhones, and all day long they're checking their messages, looking at the Internet on company time, and excellence is not something that is taught today. People aren't taught just to do a great job, but there's an importance of excellence in business. And we have to strive to absolutely work at having a company that does excellent work. And here's why. If we have excellent work, what happens? Well, we have customers, and those customers refer other customers. That's the obvious part. But what's not obvious is people will want to work for our company because they know that we are excellent and because they know they have a future. People will also be in a situation where they'll come to work and they'll be happier because they see everyone around them being productive. How does that affect the business person? It creates less stress. It creates more success. Your day is better. You don't have to deal with as many things as if you set up a culture of excellence. It also creates excellent profits. So when you think about it, and people are questioning why you want people to be detailed and why you want things done in the right way and why there is one way that we do things, and that is the correct way, say to yourself, I'm not buying this story. I want my company to be represented by people who have a good work ethic, who produce excellent results for the customer. We give them true value so they come back again. And they refer us, we have a more harmonious atmosphere, everyone's happier, there's less stress on me, and I make a great profit. Excellence is the word of the day. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.